get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Five to Sports Up. We are Toucher and Rich, and there is a report that Julian Edelman has been popped for them old PEDs, and Tom Curran has come out and admitted that he is a sycophant for Guerrero, and he's written a book about Julian Edelman that I'm fascinated was greenlit by any publisher.
Well, we did read the highlights. You know, like when they do that and when somebody
they're
is...
like teasers.
Yeah, it's like teasers. So they say, well, here are like three or four nuggets that'll sell the book. And I remember the biggest teaser in there was that his father used to throw footballs to him from like the top of the stadium and he tried to catch him.
Yeah. Well, that
was, and I was like, whoa, that's the...
And I'm like, that's going to sell a billion... That's the new...
You and I agree on that. I don't
that's
know
the
who
new Grisham.
That. Right. That's
gonna,
a new Agassi book.
Yeah, that's gonna sell a million copies. Because if I'm outside of Boston, I'm super into what Julian Edelman's doing. Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a quick question for you guys.
Sure, Peter.
Edelman's, listen, it's off season. How can they nail him for PEDs in the off season?
Because you're not allowed to take
regular
them.
Regular season,
they test in the off season too. I mean, you're tested constantly. So, yeah, so I mean,
well, Tom Curran, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. There's always an excuse. Always an excuse. And I don't even believe he got him from Guerrero. But I believe that a deep tissue massage is not going to get a 32-year-old undersized receiver back from an injury.
No, I think it was one of those things where he tried to cut a corner, and everyone in football is taking
sure.
some sort of performance enhancer. We know that.
Sure.
I thought it was easy to dodge this stuff.
They're not. Yeah, it is.
So you got to be kind of dumb or desperate to get caught?
Well, the word on Holiday, Matt Holiday from the St. Louis Cardinals, was he would use a topical, and he was completely in tune from when they would test you.
Or you take something that you've been guaranteed will not pop you.
But the problem, and it keeps evolving.
Right.
Because then they'll get you for the masking agent, but it keeps evolving.
Right. There's a chemist in a basement somewhere creating something that the NFL can't test for.
And it's like
that's the next wave.
It's like the flu vaccine that's going to make us all die because it could become a super flu.
Sure.
Have you heard about that?
I have heard about this.
They're working on a cure for the common cold.
Yeah.
Like, they really are seriously doing it now.
Yeah.
And all that's going to do is make a massive,
right,
a super flu, basically.
A super flu
it's
that
the end
is
of
impervious.
Days.
Yep.
That's right. What I would like is Bird within a minute to get information up on a call. I mean, that's asking a lot. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. The biggest thing is I'm sick of hearing about everybody running around the bush to give these nonsense answers and think that TB12 is three guys sitting in the circle on dirty yoga mats using stretch bands and eating avocado ice cream afterwards. Everybody's going there for one reason, and it's annoying that nobody's talking about it. Guerrero is nothing more than a calculated scientist. Maybe he's not supplying PEDs. Maybe he doesn't have them in his hand. But he says, what are you doing? How are you doing it? This is how it needs to be calculated. If you go outside of the absolute limit that he knows that you can have that the league is going to allow, well, then you just got yourself popped on PEDs. It isn't him, but somebody's going to have to break the story and say that this is what he's doing.
No, but he didn't read Curran. Curran went himself and got a deep tissue massage and then told him how to rehydrate.
Tom, I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying that you believe Guerrero is providing the PEDs? I can't understand.
No, he's saying Guerrero doesn't, but he might hook someone up with him.
Correct. So maybe he's not handing them out. You don't have to hand them out to me for me to say, this is my body weight, this is what I want to do, and you're such a specialist. You've refined this so perfectly that you know the perfect amount of PEDs that I can have that the league's going to allow me to have in this gray area. Now, I don't have to get them from you. I just have to tell you the type, the quantity, the amount. We have to be very specific in what Guerrero is asking me. Now, I'm Edelman. I go away and I go, you know what? This deep tissue massage, the dirty water, the avocado ice cream, the dirty yoga mats, and listen to Brady's BS every day, is not helping me, I'm going to do a little bit more. Who's going to know? Nothing's going to happen. And then I pop.
It's certainly a possibility.
I also think that if you think you got to go to Alex Guerrero to find out where to get PEDs, I mean, all these guys know where to get it.
No, but it might be part of what he's selling. And we certainly don't know that. All I know is that Tom Curran got a nice deep tissue massage and some rehydration. So he's the foremost expert on what's going on with Guerrero. Which, if I'm someone who covers the Patriots, the last thing I'm doing is going to Guerrero. That's because I can't play pickup basketball.
I want to know what he has to say.
You mean going
to get like treated?
Yes. No, I'd go to Guerrero to get a comment, but I wouldn't be, in his own words, proselytizing for Guerrero for 3 months. And then come out with an article. What's wrong with him? You're reported for the Patriots. You could go to anybody.
See, I would find it interesting. I know we're disagreeing a lot this morning, but I would want to know, as a reporter, what exactly does Guerrero do?
That's not why he went. He didn't go as a reporter. He went as someone who wanted to get fixed.
Okay, yeah,
Fred is right about.
But he can also speak firsthand as to what his methods are like.
Well,
That's not why he went in the first place.
Okay, but at least he knows about it.
His methods for Tom Curran are different, obviously, than for a professional athlete.
Okay.
I mean, he got a rub down and told him to drink water, as far as what I've read. I think it's disgusting what Curran did. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, guys, good morning.
Hey.
I believe that it's not the masking agent, and I'm no expert, but that's the reason why these guys also get popped for the diuretic.
Right.
So what happens is instead of tons of water, you're flushing yourself with Lasix and Fluorizamide. But those guys who are incredibly healthy, what the hell are they doing on those kinds of medications?
Sure.
They're not 80 years old, 90 years old. And once again, here's another medication. Like, hello? I don't think it's on the list. But again, I'm not the expert.
No, I mean, they can get, as Wallach was, you know, dismissing the idea that people could get popped for steroids, he's been really off this morning. But what...
when did I do that?
I don't know, John. I'm messing with you.
Any of that?
Stop being so serious. Is what they do is they pop you for the basking agents. But I found Curran's article to be completely unprofessional. I just did. And I've often not liked his ass-kissing, and I've, again, told him that to his face. Lucas, go ahead. And then he got all weird because he's a bizarre person. Lucas, go ahead.
So the news is about Gronk. You guys going to heard about, like, in 2 weeks. He's probably going to be transferring from another team. They're going to be trading him. And if you guys want to confirm my identity on the user 1981, you're going to see that I like Fortnite. Thank you, guys.
You're the guy.
He says he's the guy. Okay. What was his scoop right there?
He was going to get traded. Is that what he said?
That Gronk is moving on, and he is going to get traded next week or
That's
two.
That's what he said. I didn't mishear that.
But the guy is into Fortnite, so he's the one.
Well, I mean, Reddit lover 1981 is indeed into Fortnite, but that's been reported in a lot of places. But I do like this guy. You know what?
So he's
save
like
that
every
clip
other
so
person.
We look like geniuses
like,
in 2 weeks.
Like every other young person on the planet that's right. He's obsessed with Fortnite.
So that's two guys. That's two guys who've called and claimed to be the guy.
Mm-hmm. I
How
like
many
it.
More do we get this
I
morning?
Like it.
I am Spartacus.
If you are Reddit lover 1981, call us this morning. Give us some sort of scoop. That way we can look like geniuses that we aired it first before it actually happens. I got no problem with that.
Even if there are five guys, as long as one of the guys
is
the guy.
We'll know which one's correct.
You're right.
The real Reddit lover 1981.
That's right. By piling through who got it right.
Because Reddit lover 1981 teased that there's bigger news that involves a long-term Patriot. So that is going to drop today.
He's saying it's Gronkowski.
Today at 5 p.m. Well, I mean, it's a long-term Patriot.
The first guy, actually, it's interesting. The second guy piggybacked off what the first guy had said. We deduced it was about Gronk, and the first guy said, no, I didn't say that. But what he meant was, you got it right. And then this guy calls in and says it is indeed about Gronk, and Gronk's going to be traded in the next couple of weeks.
So the guy who broke the Julian Edelman suspension news on Reddit a day before Adam Schefter had it posted last night. I'm the guy who broke the Edelman news last night, and I've got more major Patriots news. He said, I've actually been sitting on some bigger Patriots news for the past few days, still trying to verify it's 100% true before putting it out there. Regardless, I plan on posting it here tomorrow evening. He said, But I figured last night was kind of fun, and instead of waiting until tomorrow, maybe we can play a game. If one of you guesses the news exactly correct, I will go ahead and post it now and give credit to you. Hint, the news is negative, and it's about a current multi-year Patriot.
I will play with myself tonight and not be able to finish. Alex, go ahead, which is happening recently.
Gotcha. Tip of the cap, guys.
Hey, tip of the cap.
Fred is 100% right with Curran, but not just because he should not have taken the massage, which is kind of a weird conflict of interest with it, but also that who cares that a massage works? I don't understand what the pertinence of that is. Like, how he's equating that Guerrero's method works because he had a successful massage. I mean, go to any massage parlor really anywhere and get that same sort of result. And I also wonder, is anyone actually buying this book? Is anyone actually following this method? It seems like it's pretty obvious stuff. A lot of us choose not to live by it, including myself, but knowing that you need to go to bed early, drink a lot of water, not drink beer, seems like a pretty obvious thing for a pro athlete.
That's a decent question. I want to find out, because, I mean, this is what Brady wants to do when he's done. I believe in his mind, he sees this almost like the way CrossFit is, you know, like all of these different TB12 clinics opening up all over the country.
By the way, CrossFit, very healthy for you.
Well, either way, you know how the success of it kind of blossomed everywhere. I think he has that in his mind. I'm wondering, honestly, how many people are truly subscribing to the TB12
method. A lot of people bought that book. Remember, it was a New York Times bestseller when it first came out.
It's different buying the book.
Tom Curran got a deep tissue massage and was told to drink water. And so there, he's an expert on all things Guerrero. We would know that Guerrero would never supply anyone with PEDs. It was the most ridiculous thing I've read in Boston sports, and there's been quite a bit. I sit across from Wallach every day. Way to defend yourself, stupid.
I was just dating. You told me I was being too serious, so I played the other side.
I'm joking.
And I got slapped down again. Can't win. Can't win with you today, Freddie T.
All right.
By the way, the Patriots trading Gronk would be beautiful because it would be right after all the organized team activities. There's no media access, no chance to talk to the players, so you wait until the end of OTAs next week.
Mark, you called into Zolak and Bertrand yesterday?
I called in on Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, are you the guy who had the news?
I called them. I put them on Twitter yesterday. I called at 11:50 on Wednesday. Zolak laughed at me and said, not true.
Okay.
That's another guy that's completely...
So where did you find out the news?
Unpartial.
Where did you find out the Element news?
I have a friend that works there. I'm not giving his name.
Okay. So what else? Do you know anything else? Because we're getting teased that apparently there's more big news that's supposed to drop today.
After 2 o'clock, you'll hear something today.
Okay. Well, can you give us a hint as to what it is?
Whitman Hanson Panthers. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, so what's his
I am Spartacus.
Reddit Lover 1981 is Ernie Adams. You heard it here first.
That's right.
Pink Stripes.
Whitman Hanson?
Whitman Hanson.
What's that?
It's a high school.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Kutcher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Yeah. Smooth, smooth, smooth. What you won't do. Do for love. You tried everything. That's for the wall, man.
Somebody said, is it possible that Reddit Lover 1981 is actually the most connected man in all of sports? Dan Lifshitz. Hashtag sources, hashtag heavy betting, hashtag Korean soccer.
He was working overnight.
He was here. He was in studio yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it is him. He's the guy with all the inside sources.
Bert Breer is the new Peter King. He writes for MMQB. He occasionally is on television locally, unlike us soon. Bert Breer, hello.
How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing great, thank you. Tom Curran is a Patriots honk.
What's that?
Tom Curran is a Patriots honk. He's a mouthpiece for the team that is generally overly positive for the Patriots.
Is that a question or a statement?
I want your opinion on that.
You know, I listened to you guys a little bit in the car.
Oh, thanks. That's great.
No. I enjoyed the back and forth between you and Rich on this. More me or more Rich? We all have our ways of doing these jobs. our jobs are to get information. We, I think everybody's got their relationships, you know, and...
And his relationships are firmly in Brady's camp and with...
He wrote an article this morning. It rips on Brady pretty bad.
And look, I'll give Tom credit for being transparent about this because a lot of people aren't, you know, and a lot of people get offended when the idea that they're, you know, using this person or that person as a source becomes public. You know, look, I think Tom's pretty transparent here. Now, you can argue about the ethics of it, and I think that there's always, you know, a little bit of towing of the line, you know, in the ways that you get information, in the ways that you're able to kind of...
But behind the scenes, you guys obviously at times have insulted him.
I mean, I don't know. I've known Tom a long time.
No, I don't say that you didn't like him, but...
I've known Tom since I was a teenager. I think he's one of the best people to cover the team and like over the last 20 years, you know what I mean? Like, and it shows in his track record.
Well, that's quite a group.
I just tell you this. Like, I think that he's done a fantastic job covering the team. And if you've been covering a team for that long, you're going to build some really strong relationships. That's just the way it is.
Right. And then they will taint what you write, correct?
They'll what?
They'll influence what you write.
I mean, you shouldn't let that happen. You should try not to let that happen. And, you know, I think the goal for all of us is to try to be as objective as you possibly can.
And he's failed at that.
Brett, are you trying to get me to throw him under the bus?
No, but I think that you guys sometimes between yourselves say that he's a...
He's got a very critical article of Brady this morning.
Okay, good. I know you love him.
It's not that I love him. For you to say that he's always pro-Patriots, and especially pro-Brady,
is he the majority pro-Patriot?
Tom was out front. Tom was one of the people that was out front on all the drama that happened, you know, like last year in November and December and January, too. So,
yeah, but why?
That's the question I think everybody asks with every story. Like, you know, like...
Who was feeding him the information?
Anytime you have privileged information... People are going to ask those questions. People have asked
from Brady
my stories, and like, you know, that's
but everyone
that's
knows the players
job.
Hate you, so you come off like smelling like a rose. You're like Mike Wallace.
Well, me personally,
yeah, and he's like Entertainment Tonight.
I didn't know the players hated me. That's news to me. I appreciate that, though, Fred.
No, but but you don't kiss ass.
No, I mean, like I think that. Look, a part of this for me, at least, the way I do my job, and we can have a journalism discussion if you want, but, you know, part of...
Well, don't make it boring.
No, but part of the job to me is, like, you know, you do your best to try to conceal where you're getting information from. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
A lot of cases, like...
So Curran's failed in that.
I mean, it's harder when you're covering a single team, too. Like, right. When I'm covering the whole league.
As opposed to the other people who cover the team.
It's a little easier for me to hide where I'm getting information from.
Well, you've told me who you get information from, and it's a litany of people.
A big part of this job is protecting sources. And, you know, and if you're good enough at the job to build relationships, then, you know, part of the job becomes protecting those relationships. And I look, it's a big piece of what we do, and there's no bigger figure in this in covering the Patriots over the last 20 years than Tom Brady. And so, you know, covering Tom Brady, and look, I covered the team twice, like two different times. I was on that beat. You know, a huge part of the team isn't just finding a way to build a relationship with Brady himself, it's finding a way to build a relationship with people around Brady. It's an enormous part of covering the Patriots, and Tom's obviously been really, really good at that.
All right. So what are your feelings on the Edelman situation? And where do you think, does this tie into Guerrero?
I mean, I'll just tell you this. I heard a bunch of stuff overnight on what it is, and a couple of those things I was able to debunk pretty quickly. You're going to hear a lot of stuff, you know? I mean, there's the... I mean, I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a situation with Robert Mathis, you know, a few years ago where, you know, he got busted for a fertility drug, and there were some questions as to why he would use that, you know, and, you know, then there have been other guys where it's, you know, an over-the-counter supplement. The one thing we can rule out here, it's not Adderall. It's not one of those stimulants. And that was, you know, often a go-to excuse for players. But they said they took it and didn't know. The rules have changed, so we know that it's not a stimulant. Because he failed the test in the off season, that doesn't fall under PEDs. It could be a number of different things. And, you know, there's a lot of kind of information floating around out there about what this was. I think that the most logical conclusion anybody can come to, you know, without touching any of the rumor that's out there, is that, you know, a lot of times when guys are in their 30s and they're coming back from a major injury, you know, they cut a corner or two. I mean, I can remember Rodney Harrison flat out said that was what the HGH thing was 10 years ago.
What percentage of the players, Bert, do you think are on HGH or some sort of steroid?
Yeah, you know what? Like, what's interesting about that, Fred, is that that's a moving target, because I think the line between what's a supplement and what's a steroid has become really, really blurred, where, you know, you have the companies that manufacture this stuff, and, you know, there's constantly stuff that's like, all right, like, this is legal, now 2 years later this is on the ban list. And so I think, like, you know, the idea of taking a supplement that just got banned in the last year or two is probably a little bit different than taking what would be considered an anabolic steroid. So that's a moving target. I think most players are doing something, you know,
right.
And most players are messing with supplements that are probably borderline. I sort of view that as being a little bit different than guys actually taking, like, you know,
sure,
what you would consider an anabolic steroid,
right,
like a Dexa or something like that.
How long ago do you think he knew that he was going to be suspended? Like, how long has this kind of been sitting around?
So I heard that he failed the test in March. It generally takes about 6 weeks after the notice to set up your appeal. I know the appeal hasn't been heard yet, and so this is dragging out a little bit, but generally in the off season it will take a little bit longer, and there's less urgency to get the appeals done. And so, my feeling is that if the test was failed in March, he probably got some sort of notice by some point in April, and it's probably known for most of the off season program.
Okay, so yesterday, I mean, everyone knew. Tom knew, Bill knew, Edelman knew when he was speaking to the press.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure, so on the front end of this, Rich, like, only the player knows, and it's up to the player to tell whoever he wants.
Whoa.
Now, based on who Julian is, I mean, if a player wants to, he can keep this from everybody until the appeal process is completed. Clearly, Julian didn't do that, and just knowing who Julian is, my guess is that he would probably be sharing that information with Bill pretty quickly.
Like, all right, Bert, news just broke, so thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, Anthony Bourdain is dead of suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they found him this morning, 61 years old. There's details still coming out about how it happened, but it was just a few minutes ago they reported for the first time. So he took his own life. That's the one thing, that's the only detail that's coming out right now.
He was in France, apparently, working on something.
Yeah, so 61 years old, killed himself. Right on the heels of Kate Spade committing suicide. This has been a strange couple of days.
Suicide rates, and I'm done being sarcastic at this point, suicide rates have skyrocketed.
They have.
And not just with famous people. Suicide rates have skyrocketed.
It's interesting because the public debate on mental health has increased and become more of an open topic in the last few months as well.
What has to continue.
Well, yeah. I read something yesterday along those lines, you know, because there's been, since the Kate Spade, you know, anytime a famous person commits suicide and they talk about depression, unfortunately, there's a lot of reports that say there is a decent amount of it that is tied to social media. And if you surround yourself in a world where there's so much negativity and people have direct access to be negative to you, that has been shown to affect people's depression. And whether that leads to suicide or not, that's something that they're still studying. But it definitely has been more of a reason that people are saying they are depressed.
I think it's up like 9%.
Yeah, it's up in, I think, every state but two. They did a study over the last 5 years. Every state except for two of them it's gone up substantially.
And it's funny, like, and I'm not throwing him under the bus, but Roach was in here at, like, on Monday, and he was, you know, downplaying the effects of therapy. And it's going to sound like I'm a white knight, but therapy can do wonders for you. And if you need it, you can find the right kinds of meds to even things out. Hopefully. For some people, there's no cure. But as someone, as myself, who's suffered from depression and anxiety.
Or just knowing what the signs are. Yeah. And that's another thing. Well, I mean, even if you're someone who doesn't suffer from it.
I'm talking about myself.
Okay.
For someone who has suffered from anxiety and depression my entire life, it can feel very helpless. But, my advice to you is to take it head on. And I'm not telling you that's going to save the day, and I'm not going to tell you that that's going to save everything. But it's very important.
And you also,
just like going to the dentist, just like getting a physical, if you had a broken leg, you would get a cast put on it. I think that now we've gotten past the idea that there's a stigma to attach to it. I take two antidepressants, and I would, and I'm not telling you to take medicine or anything, but I'm telling you that I suffer from those things. And that medicine has helped me, and my seek help. I mean, and I can't tell you that you're not gonna. It's gonna save the day because it often doesn't. But at least make an effort. And I find it a little condescending when people are like, "Just tell someone." Well, you can't telling someone good, but you need to take it like you would. Your arm hurting you, you know, like a broken arm. It's your brain's not a joke. It fires different chemicals. Everyone's brain is different, and you just gotta try. The world sucks sometimes, and being inside your own head is very difficult.
Also, if you're somebody who doesn't suffer depression, it's kind of a responsibility that you need to have to find out what the signs are when people are around you are going through or the signs that show that someone might be depressed or possibly suicidal.
Well, ultimately, it's up to the individual, and there's no stigma to it. And everyone should be in therapy, by the way. I truly believe that.
Or have someone to talk to.
Well, therapy.
Everybody should have someone
then
to talk to.
Go to your priest or do something. Go get therapy. And that's my advice to you. And I know of which I speak because I do it myself. And I've had very difficult times with it. Crippling anxiety at times. Where I thought that I've often thought that I was not normal. And that I was never going to be normal. And I couldn't figure out how everyone else was functioning at such a level. But you can ultimately get through that.
And there's going to be hardos this morning who are going to come out and say things like, well, that's the coward's way out. And you're a weakling for doing that. And you hear that every single time. You have no idea what someone's going through.
It's not easy to kill yourself. It's not something that you pick up it's not something like picking up the paper. I mean, it's scary. I mean, you're killing yourself. Do you know how bad you got to feel to kill yourself? It's not, none of it's a joke. I mean, so that's my advice to you. Try. It's not easy. And you'll feel like you've got something completely wrong with you, as I have. And then you'll see other people enjoying themselves, and you'll go, how the hell is this happening? And, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult. It's not easy. And there's no magical pill. There's no magical person you can talk to. It's something that you have to be aware is going on, and it has to be something that you're willing to take on head on. And I will tell you this, is that there's times it's very difficult. I mean, you see rich people that have kids that they absolutely love doing it. And, you know, you see friends that have done it. I've had at least a couple friends who have done it. And then you go, oh, what could I have done? And probably nothing. I mean, with those people, I mean, there was nothing I could do. Go to therapy. Try to figure out what's wrong. Medicate yourself, if that's what they suggest. And there's no stigma to it. You're not weak. You're not weak. I do it. I'm weak, but I do it. I go to therapy and I take two. I take Paxil and I take something else that I can't remember the name of. But nonetheless, I take those two things. And they've helped. So that's my advice to you. Good old Freddie T is, that's as much as I can tell you, is I've had crippling anxiety in my life. And I figured out a way to manage it. It's not over, but I found a way to manage it. And that's my advice to you.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. Turn it up, baby.
985, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich, and Anthony Bourdain has committed suicide at the age of 61, and I don't know why this seems like the time to talk about it, but I guess it's fairly unexpected. It's not so much him as that it is the issue, and Kate Spade just committed suicide, and, you know.
He's someone who you would think, from the outside looking in, you know, had everything you wanted. Like, I mean, most women thought that she was living the life. She was a designer.
And that's the thing, is that a lot of people can conceptualize that even if you're successful and everything seems to be going great for you, it's a mental illness, and mm-hmm. And your chemistry in your brain can go off. Again, it's an organ, just like anything else. And I have suffered from depression and anxiety since I was 12. And oftentimes, still to this day, and I make light of it on the show, and it's, you know, funny to me. But oftentimes not, that I can't understand how people don't feel it, because it's just been such a part of my life for so long. I don't understand how people don't feel the same way I do. And I think that every single person should be in therapy, because the more you read about people and the more that you understand people, everyone has issues. I mean, we all do. Some of them are, you know, not as severe as the others, but there's things that need to be talked out and talked to by someone who's probably impartial to it. And if you're like me, you get medicated for it. And the medication has worked. I mean, it's not a save-all. It's not something that, you know, gets rid of everything. And then, you know, people go off and, well, I wish I would have known. And, well, you're not going to know. You're not going to know. It's an incredibly big step to kill yourself. And I have friends who have done it. And to be honest with you, there's nothing I could have done. There's nothing I could have done to stop it. My best friend in the world killed himself in college. He bought a gun and shot himself in the head. And there's nothing I could have done about it. You know, it just was the way it was. There's something he could have done about it. But I'm not telling you that it's going to work every time, but you at least have to try. If you have a broken arm, you're not going to walk around with a broken arm. You're going to try to get it fixed. You know, people stigmatize it, but your brain is a very complicated organ. and it releases chemicals, and some people's chemicals are different than others, and it's tough. It's not easy. It's not easy in life. It's hard. I'm telling you right now, it's hard to live. Difficult. And you got to try something. And I'm not going to sit here and look, I'm you. I've been through this. I have felt terrible about myself. I've felt that I had crippling anxiety. I've felt that I was not a human being, that everyone else was functioning at a level that I couldn't understand. And that has happened to me. And I'm dealing with it every day. Anna, go ahead.
Annie, are you talking to me?
Yes, Annie.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to mention I also am a lifelong anxiety and depression sufferer, and the availability of therapists who will take insurance at hours that the average person can go to, there's just not enough of them.
Yeah, so but you can find one. I mean, you can. And then you can try them out. I'm telling you that we had the most garbage insurance in the world, and I can assure you that I found someone. Now you got to try them on. I mean, you just don't go into someone and bare your soul, and then they suck, and then you just stay there. I mean, you got to find someone who understands what you're going through. You know. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey. You know, first of all, before I ask you my question, I wanted to kind of note that in the veterans world where I'm from, we've changed the diagnosis from PTSD to PTSI because we're treating it as an injury, not a disorder.
Sure.
And we've seen about a 23% increase of veterans coming forward to seek treatment.
Good.
Because of the whole stigma that's been related to it. But I got to ask you, I know a few months ago you jumped off Twitter, and I know that Rich just recently mentioned possibility of Bourdain's suicide being related to social media. How much was Twitter affecting you to where the medication wasn't helping and Twitter was just driving you down further? I just want to ask that question. I'll take the answer off the air.
All right. Well,
let me quickly clarify. I didn't say Bourdain's suicide was a result of Twitter. I said I had read a study that said depression rates were up, and there was a study that linked social media activity to the rise of depression.
Well, I will tell you this. My big concern with Twitter is more than my coping methods that might be not overly healthy would cause me to, as in the Ambien incident, would cause me to do something irresponsible, and that's the main reason. But no, I don't need to be told by everyone that I'm horrible. I mean, I'd get that from my mother-in-law. You know,
you've kind of learned how to deal with that too.
Well, yep, trying. She just laid out everyone that she knew and told them how much I hate. You weren't here yesterday, but she laid out everyone I knew and just told me how much she hated. They all hated me. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, I really love your message. I deal with the same kind of thing that you're going with. But if you give me a second, I'm a veteran as well. And a lot of veterans are dealing with PTSD and depression every day. We lose 22 every single day, and if you don't mind, if I can plug a phone number for some veterans that may be out there, maybe having problems, can I do that?
Sure.
No!
No, go ahead.
No. All right. The phone number for any veterans that are having any problems out there, the phone number is 800-273-8255, and all you have to do is press 1, and there's someone to talk to you. I mean, depression is awful, and PTSD is even worse, but there's someone there. There's someone to listen. And, I mean, I thank you guys. I honestly do. I listen to the program every single morning. You guys give me laughs. Fred, you're freaking hilarious.
No, thank you. Well, that comes hand in hand with my issues. But thank you, sir.
No, not with your issues. It's just you're honestly a genuine, hilarious guy. Honest. I love you. Well, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
All right, well,
you didn't have to kiss his ass.
We have to break, but again, that's right. Again, I can tell you from experience, I've suffered from anxiety and depression since I was 12. I've medicated. I've taken every medicine under the sun. I've been in therapy since 23. I was 20. Now, in high school, I went to therapy. And it's very difficult. There's not a easy way to get through it. And I'm not telling you that it's going to solve your problems, because it would be irresponsible for me to say so. But I would suggest trying. You're trying. And maybe just trying gives you a little bit of hope. You know, like it's like something like if you are fat and you're working out and you like do, you know, like 20 minutes on an elliptical and you feel like you got the ball rolling a little bit.
Right. It feels good to try. At least know that you're going in the right direction.
Right. And I'm not telling you it's going to work, but I will tell you that the alternative is worse and everyone should be in therapy. And now we have to break. So here we go.
Toucher and Rich.